This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of CronyCast with your host, Nicholas Sanchez. Once again, CronyCast is a safe place, a safe environment for people with IBS, Crohn's disease, colitis, anything that has to do with the bowels, the stomach, anything like that. You know, I myself suffered with Crohn's disease since the age of 21. If you haven't checked in the last previous two episodes, this is my third episode. Glory to God. God gets the glory in everything that I do and everything in my life. Amen. So with Him, nothing is impossible. Amen. So anyways, back to the Crohn's thing, you know, Crohn's disease is something that we all have to we have to deal with. It's something that we have been given in our lives that we didn't want. So we're moving forward with faith. We're moving forward, and we're gonna defeat this with the love and the prayer, love, prayer, testimonies. You know, the tears that we cry out at night that nobody sees. You know, the silent tears, whatever it is, you know, that you have inside of you. Come and bring it here. Lay it at the feet of Jesus. But lay all your burdens onto your peers. Lay your burdens onto your peers, as such as myself. Let me be one to encourage you and lift you up, to let you know that this disease does not define you. This disease does not. It has its own name. It doesn't take over your identity. Okay, people, we have to understand that this does not take over our identity. It does not make who we are. We are who God has formed us in the womb. Okay, we are the person that was doing exactly what we were doing before we developed this debilitating disease. Amen. But we have to continue to remind ourselves of those good times and keep on pushing forward and grasp onto that. And hold on to that promise. That promise that God said, by my stripes you are healed. Jesus, by His stripes we are healed. His lashes, His blood, we are healed by His blood. Amen? So, let me talk a little bit about, back to my Crohn's, you know, little area of my life from the age of 21 to 25, I was very rebellious with my Crohn's. I didn't want to hear anything about, nobody could tell me nothing about eating anything, having fun, partying. I'm young, you know. And I did all the things I shouldn't do. I drank, I partied, you know. I ate food I shouldn't be eating. That was the ignorance of me. That was the ignorance of a young man, right? But and then again, years later, you know, met my wife. Had my surgery and all, it opened up my eyes to, you know, what life really is about. When you almost lose your life, you know, with emergency surgery, which I had, you start to realize the importance of life. And it's not about arguing about who's right or who's wrong. You know, I'm trying to reach people so they can just come to a place of comfort, come to a place where they hear testimonies and they hear people just like themselves. And I want to be that voice. I want to be the vessel of God. Okay, I'm a servant. I'm not here for anything else but to just have a platform for people such as myself to come and enjoy to listen to people and their testimonies and how they live their lives. You know, I'm married with children. There's people that married with children. How do they live their lives married with children? You know? But back to me. So when I was around 25, I was rebellious. I didn't want to have to deal with no doctors, no nothing. And I did what I wanted to do. It caught up to me. And then, like I said, had my surgery. Within 3 years, my life changed for the good and for the bad. You know, but I thank God for my wife. She's a godly wife. I thank God for her every day. God knew what he was doing when he placed her in my life at the time that he placed her in my life. Because that was the most darkest times in my life. Being the surgery, my mom's death, and my father's death. And then prior to that, my first son was born. Okay? So it was a lot to take in. And I hated a lot of people. I hated a lot of things. Hate is a strong word, but that's what it was at that time. But now guess what? I love you all. Amen? Because I have the joy of the Lord in me. What God has given me, you know, was a test. It was a test. He put me in the fire to mold me, to mold me exactly who I'm supposed to be. Amen. Even though he formed me in my mother's womb, right? And he knew who I was going to be, right? But then he had to remold me again because I was falling apart. Makes sense? Amen? So I was falling apart. And with that, he had to redirect me. And that was his way of redirecting me. It's unfortunate, but it brought me to the Lord. It brought me to where I'm able to have a voice for people who are scared to speak about it, people who are ashamed to speak about it. I was ashamed to speak about it. I was embarrassed of going outside. I was scared to know, you know, where am I going to go use the bathroom at? I'm not going nowhere. For the first couple of years, I was confined to my house because I didn't want to go nowhere. I didn't know where the bathroom was at. So things like that. I had to overcome. And things like that, you can overcome. If you're in that situation right now, you can overcome that. You can overcome it. I overcame it, so can you. And that's what we're here for. We're here for encouragement. We're here to tell people, you can do it. You can do it. You know? A lot of things in life look so gloomy and dim. Especially... And I'm not knocking anybody that doesn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because that's what I have, a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm not a religious, you know, but I spank you, XYZ, this is what it is. Like, no, I'm not religious. You know, I'm not going to condemn you. I'll correct you with love, okay? But I'm not like that, you know? So here is a no judgment zone. I am nobody to judge because I'm in the same position as everybody who is listening to the sound of my voice right now. But I need you to know something, people. I need you to know. You know, I got met with a lot of backlash from a couple of different sites that I posted, you know, this podcast on, just to give encouragement to people. And I've got backlash of, no, don't bring your Jesus into this because I have faith and look where my faith has gotten me. Yes, you know, God is not somebody you put in a bottle. It's not a genie that you rub and say, heal me now. You know, faith as small as a mustard seed, that means that you continue the smallest faith you have in whatever trial and tribulation you're going through, he will see you out. Amen. So, keep God centered, you know, because he has a lot of promises for us in our healing. You know, there's several Bible verses that speak of the power of faith in healing. And that's why I chose to have my podcast for you guys, for our community, to be based off of faith in healing. Through the trials and tribulation of Crohn's, IBS, colitis, etc. Okay, because the Bible clearly says, in Isaiah 53:5, for example, it states that by Jesus' stripes we are healed. Amen? And James 5, 15, 16 suggests that the prayer of faith will save the sick. Amen. Matthew 4:23 highlights Jesus' healing ministry. And Mark 5:34 demonstrates Jesus attributing healing to the woman's faith. Alright, so there's many, many, many things that we can hold on to when it comes to Jesus. And that's why I have to have my God, I have to have my Lord and Savior in the midst of this podcast. His hand and his favor is over this podcast, and I cannot have him excluded from my podcast because it's not mine, it's his. I am just a vessel. Here you go, we got Proverbs 17:22. This verse highlights the power of the joyful heart as good medicine. A joyful heart gives good medicine. Amen. Amen. A joyful heart gives good medicine. Amen. Psalm 103:2-3. This psalm acknowledges God's forgiveness of iniquities and healing of diseases. So if you're one of those people who says that, you know, God is punishing me because of the things that I have done, okay? I have done so many terrible things. God is punishing me. That's why I'm sick. Well, according to Psalms 103, verse 2 and 3, this psalm acknowledges God's forgiveness of iniquities and healing of diseases. Okay? So we could throw that out the window. That's no excuse. Amen? So people, you know, I love you all. I love you all, and I hope and pray that this podcast is going to be a blessing to you now and forever. As long as I'm alive, as long as the Holy Spirit gives me something to speak about. Well, there's always something to speak about when it comes to crowns, right? Foods and whatever it is, you know? There's a lot to speak about, but whatever the Holy Spirit puts into me in that episode, that topic, that time, that's what I'm going to speak about. Is Holy Spirit driven? Is God driven, man? Because God is the center of it all. I would not be here if it wasn't for the mercy and grace of God. And I know that a lot of people don't want to hear it because they are suffering. I understand you. Trust me and believe me when I say I understand you. I feel your pain. I feel your emptiness. I feel your loss. I feel your confusion. I understand. I understand. But understand one thing. There is a God who has conquered it all. Disease, everything. He has already conquered it. You, Matthew 17:20. Faith as small as a mustard seed. That's all I'm asking from you. And that's all that Jesus is asking from you as well. So, let's come together in agreement that we're going to come in agreement with faith as small as a mustard seed. So we can get our healing. We could proclaim our healing. We can take what the enemy has meant for evil and turn it for our good. Let's be the light. Let's be the positive influence in people's lives who are just now coming into this unwanted world, unwanted life that they're going to be living in now. Because we all know it has its ups and it definitely has its downs. But it definitely has more ups than downs. But once we get control of it, oh boy, there's no stopping us. Can you tell me about it? I can tell you about it, but I want you guys to tell me about it. Because I could go on and on and on about how good God is. But you know what? You're hearing me now. You're hearing the joy of my voice. That's the glory. That's the joy of the Lord. Amen? So, I hope and pray that this podcast has been a blessing to anyone who comes across it. Please share it with anybody, a friend, a neighbor, loved one, anybody that you know that may be suffering with the same situation that we are suffering with. and let them know that I am, that this is also with hope and faith incorporated in it. Because one, you can't have one without the other. Amen. So we're going to keep God centered in our faith with the walk of Crohn's, IBS, colitis, whatever it is that we come across and we're facing. Each and every single one of us are different. Each and every single one of us have our own path. But the one thing that we do all have in common is that we all suffer with a debilitating disease that doctors say will never go away. But my doctor, my healer, up in the throne, already says that I'm healed by his stripes. And I proclaim it. And I hope you do too. Take it with you. Grasp it. Run with it. Proclaim it. And it's yours. Excuse me. And it's yours in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I thank you all for stopping by. Nicholas Sanchez with Crony Cast. I hope it's been a blessing. Share it with a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And I'll be back with another one. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know what I can improve on. I'm here for you. I'm here to serve you. This is not for me. This is for you. Amen. I love you all. Most importantly, God loves you. And with that being said, the commandment is love yourself if you love your neighbor. Right? But love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Amen. So I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful day, week, month, whatever it is. In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, you are healed. Right now, I proclaim your healing from the top of the head to the soles of your feet. God right now is working a miracle. He is twisting everything around inside those bowels. He is turning around and he is taking out everything that doesn't belong right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you are healed by his stripes and his blood. Hallelujah. Thank you all for stopping by. I hope you stop by again for another episode of Crony Cast with your host, Nicholas Sanchez. Amen and amen. Keep God first, and we got the glory, and we got the victory. Amen.